This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'll be hanging out with those guys, too. I've got a big task with them. I want them to build me a rifle. They got all the parts to do it. So, in about 5 days in a wake-up, I'll be having breakfast with this chap. He is a writer. He is an instructor. He is an activist, and he is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Pleasure to be here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the SHOT Show as well. And just to mention, parts for ARs have been dropping in price. I'm seeing specials out there. It's probably never been cheaper to build a rifle than now.
You know, the problem with that, and one of the things I hope to do with this company, is I want to I've never built one. I have never built an AR. And I want to buy, I want to build one just so I can, you know, knock that off my bucket list. But I'm sort of spoiled because I like nice ARs. So I'm going to have a little chat with those guys about that. But are you looking for anything special to come out of this SHOT Show besides hanging out and having one of the best breakfasts on the planet?
I'm looking at anything special. I'll probably drop by a couple of ammo manufacturers and see what's happening with them, because it's something I've been interested in. And I know that Federal and CCI have cut back a little bit on their number of employees. I don't know how much they may have cut back on production of 22, but that is something I'm probably going to be checking out.
Now, I know Agula has been coming up with 22 ammo a lot here lately. Are they being pushed around by players in the marketplace, or why are they cutting back?
Well, during the 22 bubble, they increased their market share considerably. They were the first of the fair-sized manufacturers because they manufacture down in Mexico. They just ordered more plant and started it going quicker than anybody else. In the U.S., we have far more regulatory problems to go through. So they got their plant online, and I think by my calculations, with a couple years' different conversations with them, they increased their production something like between 80 and 100%, you know, almost doubled their production. And most of it, well, the majority of it, goes to the United States, but they produce a tremendous amount of ammo for Central and South American market as well. But I think the majority of their ammo goes to the U.S. just because we're such a big consumer overall. So they have gotten a bigger market share, and everybody has gotten somewhat bigger. CCI and Federal's market share has been the highest. I would say that overall absolute numbers that they're selling is more, but I'm not sure their market share is the same or maybe a little bit smaller. And, you know, these are tightly controlled numbers. nobody is just going to give you a number on what their market share is. You have to deduce it.
Really?
Other stuff. Oh, yeah.
Well, is
nobody
that like...
to tell you just how much they're producing precisely.
Is there, what's the reason
because
for that?
It's a potential competitive advantage for the competitors to know that number. So anyway, my speculation is that Aguila did a considerable good job at increasing their market share. But the total numbers probably went up 20% during the bubble. I mean,
right.
In terms of how much, I believe it went from about a consumption of about $4 billion a year, and now it's probably right about $5 billion a year. So, you know, you can take a billion rounds a year and cut it up several ways and increase most people's production. I also heard, now this was an insider, not for attribution, that at least one plant in the U.S. had been trying to get regulatory, you know, trying to increase their production for like 5 or 6 years, but just couldn't get the regulatory measures through.
Right.
Well, and that's exactly the type of thing that, you know, President Trump's talking about, but why we aren't making as much stuff here anymore. You know, when somebody in another country, in this case, Mexico, is able to just essentially say, hey, we want to build more plant, and local government says, go for it, and they spend a million or a couple million bucks to buy new machinery, and they're then producing what people want before people in the U.S. even get their first iteration of regulatory paperwork through.
Right.
So the U.S. company loses some market share.
Right. Okay. So, that's interesting. I had never thought of that in that context before. So, I'm going to be having dinner, I think, with Aguila. I'm going to ask them about that. I'm not going to tell them who told me, though.
Yeah, ask them. They were very willing to talk to me a couple years ago. I talked to their chief engineer for a while, and, I forget his name right off, but he was, really quite willing to talk, more so than most, about how much they'd increase their production.
Huh. Okay. You were talking about 22. I know that here recently I've been hearing a lot of people say, well, I love your 22 whenever I'm hanging out with the people at Aguila. I have mutual friends of theirs, so we have dinner once or twice whenever
we're... And they've been willing to innovate and go places that other people weren't interested. You know, they had their Super Colibri, you know, basically a CB cap that's a little bit, that's just really, I think it's 350 feet per second. Just a little more than a BB gun, really.
Right.
And very, very quiet. And their super subsonic 60 grain 22 long rifle round, which no one else produces a 22 rifle with a bullet that heavy. So they, you know, they're an innovative company. I'm not saying they're the absolute best. I don't want to throw that out there. I'm just saying they're innovative. They're willing to compete, and they took market share.
Right.
During the 22 bubble.
Okay. I hear you. Good. That's the part that I find very, very interesting. So
let's see, you know, something else that's been going on in Texas is these court cases about...
Before you lift off on that, we're coming up on the first break. Let's talk about where they can find your stuff, because next week he's going to be finding a whole bunch of stuff to write about, you know, maybe we'll get in some trouble, I don't know. But, Dean, you can find the work of Dean Weingarten, you can find him at... Ammoland.com, where he's got well over 1,000 articles. At truthaboutguns.com, where he's got well over 1,000 articles. Right at 2,500 articles combined out there. All of them timeless. All of them still applicable today as the day they were written. Go check them out. Go check out his written word. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten. He was about to get real interesting here about Texas and everything. So why don't you go ahead and feel free to go ahead and go that way, sir?
Well, I recently wrote an article about a, I think it's an absolutely fascinating case in Texas. In 2015, which is like 3 years ago now, the Texas legislature passed an open carry bill, which activists in Texas had been working on for quite a while. And part of that bill was to put some teeth into preventing local governments from banning guns in certain places. Basically, it was getting rid of a number of gun-free zones. And one of those was just about all public buildings. And what the law said is, well, there's exceptions to that. You can't carry a gun into a courthouse or a courtroom or offices of the court. Well, a couple of jurisdictions wrote to the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, and said, well, we've got these multiplex, multiple-use buildings that have got the, assessor's office, they've got the treasurer's office, they've got justice of the peace, they've got these other things. And they also have a courtroom and a courtroom in there and offices of the court. So does premises of a court mean we can just ban guns in the whole complex? And Ken Paxton, the attorney general, wrote a very well-reasoned opinion, actually two of them. And he said, well, you have to go by what your best indication of what the legislature meant was. And he writes, I think it was a several-page opinion, and he essentially says, since premises means either building or part of a building, they wouldn't have put in part of the building if they just blanketly meant the entire building. So if it's a multi-use building, you can't just ban guns, or you can only ban guns in the actual rooms used by the court, which makes sense to me. But many small jurisdictions, or not necessarily small, more leftist-oriented jurisdictions, didn't like it.
Right.
Part of the provisions of the law was that you could, if you saw a jurisdiction that was violating the law, you could write to the AG and say, hey, these people are violating the law. Would you go after them? Would you investigate them and prosecute them if necessary? So an activist, Terry Holcomb, wrote to several counties, one of them being Waller County, and said, because they investigated and found they had signage on the doors preventing people from carrying in their multiplexes. So he said, hey, you guys are breaking the law. You have to take those signs down because it's against the law for you to prevent people from carrying in these areas which aren't courts or courtrooms. But what happened was extraordinary. Waller County sued him for complaining. They filed a lawsuit against him.
Okay.
The activist, not the attorney general. And it went to the courts, and the Texas, Association of County Judges and County Commissioners actually filed an amicus brief to the court saying, yeah, you should sue this guy because we don't want him to be reporting us to the attorney general because we don't want to have to do what we think, what the attorney general says we should do. And it went, now Holcomb appealed the case, and it went to the Texas Court of Appeals in 2017. And because the court case wasn't brought until 2016, okay. And then it went to the Texas Court of Appeals in 2017, and in March of 2018, the appeals court said, you guys can't do this. There's no way. You can't sue a citizen simply for complaining to you and telling you to follow the law. I mean, it violates the Texas Constitution, it violates Texas statutes, and it violates the First Amendment of the federal Constitution. And so Waller County then appealed that decision to the Texas Supreme Court. So they just doubled down. And the Supreme Court said, no, we're not hearing it. Pay the court costs and fees of Terry Holcomb. And the only thing that the district court that made the first decision, I think a bad decision, is supposed to do is decide how much he's supposed to get paid, you know, and get rid of all of the lawsuit. Well, I talked to him a few days ago, and they haven't paid him yet, but he said that his lawyers tell him this is not unusual. The wheels of justice turn slowly, and that it hasn't, his case is not on the docket yet, so it hasn't been heard by the case. But clearly, they are going to have to pay him, and it's amazing to me that the court, that he had to go all the way up to the Texas Supreme Court for the Texas Supreme Court to tell these people, you can't just sue a citizen who complains to you. And, you know, I mean, now what's going to happen, there's another court case, there's several court cases where Ken Paxton, the attorney general in Texas, has taken lawsuits against counties and cities that refuse to take these signs down from these government complexes that have courts in them. So, and none of those cases have been decided yet. But just, I think, a couple weeks ago, he asked the court in Travis County, where Austin is located, that's the capital of Texas, is Austin,
right,
that they should be, they pay the fines, because the law says if they don't follow, if they keep these signs up, if they refuse to follow the law, they can be fined $1,500 a day. So in Austin's cases, it's been 500 days since he first sent him a letter. So that's about $750,000.
Let's go ahead and start levying those fines. Let's do that, yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet. I mean, the court hasn't said you have to pay yet. So
it's
still kind of up in the air. None of these cases. I mean, here we are 3 years later, and those cases have still not finished yet. It shows how slow the judicial system in the U.S. is.
We're coming up on the break. That was quite entertaining just to think about that. Talking to Gene Weingarten as he relates the stuff that he's looking at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Still no word from President Trump, as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is asking President Trump to reschedule his State of the Union address until after the partial government shutdown is resolved. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox News this is exactly what's wrong with the Democratic Party.
This just underscores what we've been saying. Until they start focusing on the country and not just on stopping the president, I don't know how you can reach an agreement with these folks. So hopefully that's going to change.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack involving American forces in Syria. At least four U.S. troops have been killed, and Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
You can't just assume that this was some lone wolf who knew how to put together this device on their own. They carried it out without any coordination. ISIS claimed responsibility very quickly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're in the glide path. Well, no, we're not even on the tarmac. We're going to get on the tarmac very shortly, but we are in the final moments before we head off to SHOT Show, which is, do you even fly, Dean, or do you just drive?
No, I'm close enough. I just drive up.
Cool.
It's only about a 6-hour drive from Yuma.
Yeah. So, I have thought about driving out there, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
not from South Carolina. So
no, I wouldn't recommend it. For me, it works.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
so,
there's another court case that I'm looking at that doesn't have anything to do with Texas.
Okay.
It's in Virginia. And in this court case, a foreign student who is a Chinese national had done some amazing things. He actually was able to go online. He had a student visa in the U.S. His name is Yongsong Zhao. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but that's how I read it.
Right.
And he was interested in guns. Well, he's a young guy. He was 18, 19. And so he looked online, and he found the Virginia gun laws, which are voluminous and labyrinthine. You know, they take a lot of reading to figure out exactly what's going on. But he actually researched them and found out that it was legal for him to buy a rifle, an AR-15, But because of the complexity of the law, because he was not a U.S. citizen or legal resident, he couldn't put a 30-round magazine into the rifle.
Okay.
He could own a 30-round magazine, but he couldn't insert it in the rifle. I know that just sounds stupid, but it's the way the law is written there. And it was only for people who were not legal residents. And he just had a student visa. So he bought a rifle. It came with a couple 30-round magazines.
Right.
He traded those in at the gun store for a sling and bought some 20-round magazines.
Can he? Are those okay?
He had the rifle for a while. He was going to university. He stored it in their, you know, gun room or armory or whatever they have at the university, which was all legal.
Right.
And he went to the range. Well, for some reason, there were a couple of reasons. Virginia Tech is the college we're talking about, and they had that horrible mass killing there a few years ago.
Right.
And so maybe they're a little sensitive about a foreign national and guns. And apparently they were watching him, and they had an undercover officer follow him to a range, which he went to a buddy, and he fired this rifle at the range. Well, the officer said that at some point he had put a 30-round magazine in the gun. But they didn't arrest him at that time. They arrested him a few days later. And when they searched his belongings, they didn't come up with anything but 20-round magazines. And the guy at the who was with him had done a video on his phone of him firing the rifle, and you could count the number of rounds he fired. And when it got to 20, he took the magazine out and put another magazine in. Well, they arrested him on this charge of having a rifle with a 30-round magazine inserted.
Right.
And he is held in custody for almost 8 months.
Wow.
Before it comes to trial. And when it comes to trial, the judge hears the evidence and dismisses the case. Says, this is ridiculous. Oh, I'll add this other little detail. The undercover officer who claimed he inserted a 30-round magazine, when the judge asked him, well, you had a cell phone, why didn't you just record so we could hear that there were 30 rounds or we'd get a better picture of the magazine?
Right.
He said, well, right after I reported by text that I was there, the cell phone battery went dead and I couldn't do it.
Oh.
And the judge said, I don't believe it. And dismissed the case. But he'd been in custody for almost 8 months at that point. This is the type of thing you think of happening in the old Soviet Union or in China today.
Yeah.
So during that period when he was in custody, I mean, I think it was the first day or two after he was arrested, they searched his, I guess he had lodgings of some kind. Maybe he was in a dorm at the university. And they found a knife with a blade of more than 5 inches. So they held proceedings to expel him from the college for breaking a rule that said he couldn't possess a knife with more than a 5-inch blade without their permission.
Was that a
rule? Because he was in custody, he couldn't easily defend himself, and so he got expelled from the school almost immediately upon being arrested. And so once he gets this charges on the rifle charges dropped, they keep him in custody on immigration charges because he no longer has a student visa because he's not a student. So
okay.
He stays in custody for about another month contemplating whether he can apply for asylum or sue or whatever. And finally he says, I'm just tired of being in custody all this time. At this time, he's now 20 years old, and he goes back to China. Now, that just seems bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, think of this. And from what I understand, in most of the colleges and universities, it is now against the rules for you to possess a knife on campus. I'm not talking about carrying it with you. I mean possessing it in your dorm room. It's illegal for you to possess a knife on campus. I mean, to me, that is bizarre, strange. How? And Virginia Tech is a land-grant college.
Right.
It has a big ROTC contingent. It gets plenty of money from the federal and state government, and yet they're able to get all that money while having these rules in place that are totally against the whole idea of self-defense or the Second Amendment. I find that very weird, but it shows you how far these universities and colleges have gone in the last 30 or 40 years.
That is one of the most twisted tales I've ever heard in my life. And where is that published anywhere?
Well, if you go to the, see, these are rules. The nice things are rules. I know that that was the case in Texas A&M when my daughter went to school there, and Texas A&M is one of the more conservative schools around. She went to school there, oh gosh, about 20 years ago. And I was appalled that part of their rules for their dorms was you couldn't have knives. And if Texas A&M has, I guarantee you, a lot of other schools have it.
Yeah.
Some schools now are getting, having rules forced on them which allow some students to be able to exercise Second Amendment rights on campus. There's an organization called Students for Concealed Carry on Campus.
Right.
That's working hard on that, and they've had some success.
We're coming up on the break.
You're not allowed to have knives.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I never went to school, I'll be honest with you. Talking to Dean Weingarten, coming up on the last break, and when we get back, we'll finish this up. You can find him at Ammoland.com and TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and next week you'll find him in Las Vegas. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to, well, we have been talking to Dean Weingarten. The next time Dean and I speak, I'd be, hey, will you pass me the butter? So what would you like to leave us with?
Well, I will be looking forward to seeing you at the SHOT Show, of course.
Yes, yes.
And that's going to be great. It's always fun. If anybody has a chance to attend, and it's for industry people only, so it is somewhat limited, but, you know, a number of people do come. I think it's, what, 60, 70,000 show up at the SHOT Show roughly each year?
75, 80, it's something like that. I don't know.
Large amounts of crowds, and it is fascinating to see all of the equipment and guns and ammunition. And it's a wonderful place to get information and stories, and I'm sure we'll get them there.
Right.
But I wanted to, you know, make a point about this young Chinese student.
Okay.
Was that you have, I mean, think about this. You're held in custody for 8 months on a charge that is subsequently dropped. But while you're in custody, your student visa is taken away on charges that you possessed a knife in your room. I mean, this, I find it so ludicrous, so insane, that I have to wonder if maybe there were some other circumstances. Maybe, you know, somebody in the State Department thought this guy was not all on the up and up. Maybe he's not really 18 or 19 or 20. But I suspect he is. I mean, I looked at the pictures. He seems like a very young man. I just don't want to have to believe in really complicated conspiracies to make me think that our government is really that insane about its paranoia over foreign students.
Well, now, but this happened in Virginia, though.
No,
this
happened to you or I in slightly different circumstances.
Yeah. But it happened in Virginia. And, you know, Virginia is sort of a weird state now. I would have thought
it
Virginia
is.
Would have been as red a state as possible, but it's purple.
Well, you've had huge numbers of people flock to all the suburbs around D.C.,
right,
and the real estate costs there are sky high, and they're, I think, something like 8 or 9 of the most highest priced, richest counties are in that area right around D.C. because there's a lot of money that flows through D.C. It's very, very simple. But see, I also have been listening a little bit to the AG nominee, William Barr, and I found an exchange about him on C-SPAN where the Senator John Cornyn from Texas asked him about his views on the Second Amendment. And probably the most interesting thing in his response was he said that he had written an opinion to the office, Office of the Legislative Council, OLG, I believe it's called.
Right.
OLC, excuse me. And stating, and this would have been back around 89, 90, 91. I haven't found that memo yet. But he said that in that memo, he had made the determination that the Second Amendment was an individual right at that time in an official memo from the president's office. And that would have been, you know, about 18 years before Heller.
Right.
So if he came to the decision that the Second Amendment was an individual right 18 years before Heller, that's a pretty good indication that he may be a reasonably good attorney general. So it's
sounds
not
like a
absolute
good sign to me.
And from what I've seen of him, he's very bright and he's very good at answering questions to leave himself out here and there so that he's not really bound by them all that much.
Right.
But I think there's at least a chance he's not an anti-Second Amendment type. But in a confirmation hearing, you know, people are going to say things to get confirmed. And he's a brilliant, everything I've read about him, he's an absolutely brilliant lawyer. He's spent his life being very careful with his words.
Right.
So, you know, we probably can't depend on his carefully chosen words as being indicative of how his future actions may be. But at least he didn't come out with a Ruth Bader Ginsburg opinion, well, the Second Amendment is old, so we shouldn't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you read what she said about the Second Amendment, she basically said, well, it was only really effective or useful when the country was really young, so we don't need to pay attention to it anymore. Well,
she's beginning to look like she's going to be
on the Constitution generally.
Yeah, she's beginning to look like she's going to be less and less of a factor here very shortly, I think.
Well, she canceled two scheduled appearances.
Yep.
Just in the last day or two.
She's ailing, and I mean, I take no great pleasure in her not feeling well and her health declining. I just find it interesting. Yeah, I just find it interesting that
I actually wrote a prayer for her and published it on AMLAND. So to say, hey, we're better than wishing for her demise or harm to befall her. And basically in the prayer I said, I hope you humble your heart and come to God and realize all the errors you've made in your life.
Right.
So,
that's all you can do.
And it went over pretty well.
Yeah, that's all you can do. But I mean,
I didn't say that, you know, she should stay on the court the next 10 years, but
yeah.
I'd love to see her admit her errors and humble her heart and get right with Jesus.
Well, she's become a celebrity. I did not realize Supreme Court justices. I mean, I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and I went into this one shop, and they had these T-shirts of her head, like the Che Guevara T-shirt.
Yeah, you know? It says Notorious RBG. RBG?
Yeah. RBG, yeah.
Yeah, red, blue, green, right?
Right. Notorious RBG.
I've read some of her thoughts and opinions, and, you know, she's not stupid, but her legal reasoning is, well, it's just straight progressivism. It's, you know, I will justify what I want to justify and figure out a way to do it.
Right. So.
And the idea that, you know, because the document is old, we don't pay attention to it anymore, doesn't make any sense. If you have an old contract, do you then say it's not valid anymore?
Well, that's what you would say. No. Well, not as long as it's the valid contract, I would think, right? So.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's had a time limit on it.
Right.
And, of course, the Constitution has a means described inside the contract of how to alter it, called the amendment process. So I tell, you know, people who want to disarm the public in America, well, go ahead, submit an amendment, you know, repeal the Second Amendment. I think they have a hard time doing it, but that's
I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of them going and going into a constitutional convention. I think that scares them to death because they would lose that, and they know they would lose that. But anyway, we're about to run out of time.
I think they would.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time. Dean, go look up pictures of Dean. And if you're in SHOT Show in Vegas and you see Dean walking around, go up there and tell him you like what he writes, that you like what he writes at Amaland, that you like what he writes at Truth About Guns, and definitely tell him he is a radio star. And thank you for joining me, sir.
Well,
I'll see you in Vegas.
That's very kind of you, Bill. I enjoyed being on your show.
Yes, sir. I'll see you in a few days. And we'll be back the following Monday, going to be gone for the rest of this week and all of next week. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.